Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Unorthodox. In this episode, this one-of-a-kind episode, I will be interviewing DJ K. DJ K rose to fame in the past 5 years or so as a resident DJ in a lot of different places, and I'm gonna, you know, give the mic over to him so he can sort of introduce himself better. Go ahead.
Hi guys, I was here with the Elik and Idol podcast. I'm keep going.
Thank you so much.
Whatever you need, support.
Thank you so much.
I'm DJ K. I'm an R&B hip hop DJ. I started DJing around 2017 professionally. I'm talking. I had it like 4 residencies all over Lebanon. I'm the only DJ that has 4 residencies in a week.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you a bit about your beginnings. How did you get into DJing? كيف حسيت انه this is something that you want to pursue? How did it start for you?
So when I was there, I had to collect music, اسمع music. Like when I was in school, يعني أنا to go to person with music. So بلشت جمع music, جمع music. شيء تعلمته لحالي يعني self-taught. It worked out يعني.
So you would just, sit in your room and practice mashing songs up
together?
Yeah,
practicing. All day, every day, practice.
Nice.
Now I practice.
Nice. طيب, as you know, on this show, I sort of like to talk about كيف العالم بتروح عن الطريق normal. And obviously you, in pursuing a career as a DJ, which, by the way, is an extremely impressive thing, and you see a lot of creative minds هلا عم يطلعوا من لبنان ومن الدول اللي حوالينا. كمان music industry is booming, film industry is booming. انت, how was that for you, يعني? How did you get started? Were there any difficulties that you faced in the beginning?
At the beginning, في كتير difficulties, يعني ما حدا شجعني اعمل هيك شيء. But like you know, when they see me, you know, like at the top, so they support me now. But you know, I wanted to support Awam Balashit, which I didn't have yet.
But you did it anyway.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I trusted myself, I had faith, I went for it.
How did you get your 4 residencies? First of all, can you tell us where they are? And second, how did that happen?
Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, I started at Hype in 2017, Hype Batroon.
Okay.
So Hype was like the beginning of everything. Okay, I could see a lot of mistakes I learned from Monique. And shout out to Mike, the owner. And who will I learn what's right, what's wrong, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. Then, like, everything started to snowball from there. And كل عالم بس تعرف فيه, كل عالم تجي من بيروت على البترون. That's not R&B,
because
it's new in Batroun, يعني بالبترون كله Arabic clubs وهيك.
مزبوط.
So yeah, so it took me a while to عودهم على R&B وهيب هوب وهيك. Then هلا يعني my nights ما بيتأفوا في بترول.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've been to many of them before and recently. هلا I don't know if the clubs are gonna be opening anytime soon, but inshallah we will be to even more. You're also a producer of music.
Yeah,
you have your producer. Own song, a newly formed producer.
Yeah.
And I think you put your DJ skills to the test here. You have your own song. You have a lot of mashup songs for different artists. عم بتنزل كنت almost every day يعني a different artist, I remember. about 2 weeks ago. And I want to ask you, what made you make that switch from just DJing to creating?
Yeah, so Anna, like, you know, I love music. So I wanted to do everything. ما بدي أقول والله عملت دي جي وما عملت producer وما عندي غنية.
Yeah.
كان العالم بس يسألوني, do you have a song? Yeah, I did produce a song. I sang on it, I mean, that's the plus.
How was that experience?
Yeah. So my first song, the topic يكون عني. So it, you know, why not sing a verse? بما أنه everything I'm saying is true and it's about me. So you know, why not?
Okay.
So I went to the studio and I recorded it.
And you wrote your own verses and,
everything. Yeah, of course.
Was it nice to be, you know, songwriter for a change?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good way of expression.
You know, like, yeah, producers, they don't take much credit. But some DJs, you know, after you're open to the public,
yeah,
you see people.
When you're DJing in a club, let's say, you're, like you said, you know, your nights are usually fully packed. Like, ولا مرة رايحة a night مكان العالم فوق بعضهم, and everyone's enjoying themselves. Alhamdulillah. How do you know? You know, أنت as a DJ, you're not in the same room as us. إذا بدك, you're seeing everything من فوق. You're watching reactions. You're watching everything. Does that help you in your later sets? Does that help you know which songs it مرضي, which songs لا?
كتير عن جد. يعني صبتي على قد. يعني أنا بقول a DJ, يعني anyone can learn how to DJ. يعني it's simple buttons. The music is out there. But the focus is on when to play what. أنت تلعب the right song at the right time.
So you just, you know, you analyze the feeling in the room, what everyone is feeling like. أكيد بأول السهرة لآخر السهرة the music would change.
صح.
What is أنت بالنسبة لإلك أكثر شيء rewarding, يعني بشو بتنبسط by being a DJ? What makes you happy?
عن جد أوقات بروح على parties مثلا يكون في 5 أشخاص, بس 5 أشخاص like they're dancing وهابي وهيك, أنا شيء بيبسطني أكثر بألف مرة من نشوف 1000 شخص وواحد عم يرقص.
Yeah.
So when people are enjoying themselves, كون أنا I accomplished my job صراحة.
That's beautiful. When you see people dancing, when you see people enjoying themselves, it's just rewarding for you, يعني.
Yeah.
That's
and beautiful. I keep coming back every week.
Yeah. Do you face any difficulties in, you know, while you're producing a song or DJing? What are the major difficulties that you face? يعني أنت, you're at a club right now and you're DJing. What is an issue that بيأثر بيور performance?
Okay, so I'm at a new club, new people, ما بعرف حدا, ما بعرف their vibe, ما بعرف their music taste. So أول كم نص ساعة ساعة, يعني I have to throw a song from each genre, بس لأعرف إني شو بيحبوا.
Okay.
So if I throw an African French song, إذا حبوا رأسوا, I continue African, بعرف إنه هذا الفايب طبعاً.
Okay.
That's the hardest part لي صراحة, الباقي كله تعودت له and experience.
So you think like every single DJ at a new place, you know, you have to get a feel of what everyone's music vibe is.
أكيد.
That's really interesting, actually. It's the first time I interview someone in your domain.
You
know, I'm بتعلم as well, you know?
يلا, صلت يا ديجي.
إيه, يلا, بسرعة. منشوف كتير عالم, a lot of people I know كمان, you know, everyone's been into DJing lately. Everyone sort of, a lot of people have DJ sets at home and are making their own mixes and making their own songs. What do you have to say to these people if they actually want to make it professionally and not just as a hobby?
عن جد, if they want to make it, and يكفوا لو شو ما قالوا لهم العالم, وينقوا الجانر اللي بحبوه, مثلا ما يشوفوا انه والله انه كي is good at R&B music, والله بنعمل مثل كي, انه خلاص بتحبوا تكنو عملوا تكنو, بتحبوا فرنش عملوا فرنش, وبي good at it. بس
one more question عندي إياها about DJing in specific.
Let's go.
Do you feel like a DJ has to be good with every single genre of music? يعني does a DJ have to be flexible? Let's say you're in a crowd that doesn't really like EDM music or techno music. They like R&B, but inta, you don't like R&B.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you?
That's hard. They're like, I'm like, no, sorry, but I'm not playing Arabic. So, you know, no, it's not my type. And عادي, يعني كل DJ when he's exposed to the public, حيعرف إنه مثلاً هذا DJ مثلاً DJ K is an R&B hip hop, مثلاً زي بقى techno, عرفتي؟ So, كل واحد عنده تاج إذا بدك.
Okay, okay, that's interesting to know. So, no, أكيد في flexibility in music, بس بالآخر, you know, what you put out to the public is your passion.
Yeah.
And you can't really fake that. You know? You can't just put anything. Would you ever be willing to, like, obviously at a nightclub you play a live set to Hake. Would you ever be willing to record a live set and put it out on YouTube, let's say, put it out on Anghami, like a long set that you have produced from الأول للآخر?
That's what I'm doing on Anghami, but you know, as the visual.
Yeah, with visuals, with everything, like a music video.
That's my next step.
I didn't, but I كنت بدي أسأل الكويشن.
That's my next step. Yes, I'm thinking بدي أخذ location, مثل جبل mountain.
Yeah.
وجيب speakers وأعزم أنا عالم like record everything and put it on YouTube.
Amazing.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's really nice to listen to, يعني you vibe to it and you look at the scenery. إنه نحنا عنا scenery منو طبيعي بلبنان كتير حلو.
Yeah, true.
Who are your inspirations in music? مادر يكونوا DJs, مادر يكونوا حتى in music. Who inspires you?
There's two guys, صراحة.
Okay.
First, أكيد يعني all thanks to Michael Mubarak. He's the owner of Hype. By the way, كان معنا بالسكول بس أكيد ما تذكر.
لا, shout out to him. And now everyone knows that we were in school together.
Yeah. And the number one. Number two, of course, is Drake. And everything Drake does, I want to do.
Everything Drake does, you want to do. That's a good, good role model, honestly. He's high up there.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice to give for anyone who wants to go into the DJing world or the music world in general? And anyone who doesn't have support from around them, anyone who's finding it difficult to continue what they love because there's no support around them, what do you have to say to them?
I'd like to tell them, no, Anjad, if you want to become a DJ, Anjad, continue, practice every day. And have to do first now or sooner or later. And they will rise.
I hope so. Do you have any future collaborations you're doing? Any new songs you're going to be producing that you feature on? Is there anything of the sort in the future? That's true.
Yeah, in lockdown, I produced many beats. But I'm waiting for the right artist.
Okay. Okay.
So I met two Lebanese artists. Our song.
Yeah.
I'm international artist.
Nice.
He's well known. يعني.
That's exciting. مدر ريتو الاسم هلا خلاص. We're excited anyway. And أنا personally اللي فترة فاتت بالArabic rap or political rap in specific. Would you ever collaborate with someone, you know, with someone who would feature as an Arabic rapper on any of your beats?
Of course, the production, of course. But for DJing, يعني أنا حاطط like a rule, you know, ما بلعب Arabic music. Arabic.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I get you. No judgment here. That's amazing. That sounds great. Kay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elika.
Thank you for taking the time and answering these questions and giving everyone advice and maybe even, you know, boosting them to continue doing what they're doing. Keep up the amazing work. You rock. And I can't wait to go to Hype again, Saraha.
Merci, Yara. مثل ما بقلك وبرجع بقلك عن جد هدول البودكاست عن جد كفيون وأي support مني ما بعرف music.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yala, have an amazing day.
Yala, I'll see you.
Well, guys, that has been DJ K this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that. And check out his song that I'm going to feature right now. See you guys next time.
A lot of you know me, but misspell my name. In case you didn't know, I go by the name of K. Where I'm at now to me was a dream one day. The top ain't easy, trust me when I say. Man, I started from the bottom, that ain't no debate. Yeah, I didn't give up, but I had a lot of faith. So I'm tryna be who I wanna be. Now they call me King K, but I'm only 23.